There's the issue of distributing food and input schemes along political lines. Those things need to be verified by the court so that we identify and distinguish between state resources and ZANU-PF resources. If President Mugabe is for ZANU-PF, then those people from the MDC, who are their president then? If Morgan Tsvangirai was allowed to rule, why then is he not allowed to look for the resources and for food for his perceived supporters? Now that Mugabe is the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, he's no longer a president for the ZANU-PF people only. So the court should try to help.
So now, when are you taking this matter to court?
I went to the court last week and my legal team advised me so that I go back and look for the affidavits I will fill and make sure that I confirm with the electorate, the people who are denied the access to the input scheme. Then I am done with that. Right now, I am going back to the court next week to finalize the affidavit filling, so that the lawyers will take the issue to the magistrate's court in Kwekwe.
So now, how many people are talking about here when you say they are being denied food by some suspected ZANU-PF followers?
In my ward, we have 1,200 households, right? Then this input scheme, which is distributed to ZANU-PF, only caters for 120 to 200 households, which means the aid comes catering for 1,200 homesteads. But those resources which are meant for 1,200 homesteads are being abused and corruptly distributed to 120 to 200 homesteads, which is very pathetic.